Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to share another fabulous guest with you today. Matt Browning is here. But first, I want to acknowledge all of you. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fabulous show today. I want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed today. Now, I have one special announcement before we begin our show for today. I'll be hosting a virtual summit. It's called the Mindset Mastery Summit, and it's going to occur May 17th to the 25th. I've gathered 25 amazing experts for this event, and they're going to share their secrets of entrepreneurial success. You can register for this free event and get an additional special gift from me as well, just for signing up. It's one of my best-selling guided meditation audios. Take a mini mental vacation, because we don't take care of ourselves the way we should sometimes, and we don't have enough time to go on vacation always when we want to. So this is a way that you can do this in your mind. And the best way to sign up for this summit, the Mindset Mastery Summit, is to just go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And it's right there at the top of the page. You can't miss it. There's a link to click on so that you can go to the event page and get more information. Find out who the speakers are and learn a little bit about them. So I hope to see you there. Now, join me in welcoming our guest for today. Matt Browning is the founder of Evolution Seminars. Matt is a best-selling author, master trainer of NLP, or Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and was a self-made millionaire by age 25. Matt has spoken and taught all across the U.S. and all over the world, in places like Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. He was mentored personally by Anthony Robbins and filmed in the movie The Journey with Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. And he consults with Fortune 100 companies on leadership, companies like U.S. Bank, New York Life, the YMCA, and others. Matt is also an avid rock climber and mountaineer, doing technical ascents on mountains like Mount Whitney and Half Dome, just to name a few. He's a very busy guy, and he's been so gracious to spend time here with us on the show at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Well, welcome, Matt. I am so excited to have you here today on The Holistic Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with us.
Bonnie, I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and what you do?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. First, I just want to say I love your podcast. Really, really cool. And I know if you're listening to this, obviously you're a holistic entrepreneur or you have aspirations to be. And, I really, really love just connecting with people like you, Bonnie, and it's just awesome to be here. So, you know, bios are a funny thing, right? Like, I always, when I go on stage live somewhere, I'll always say, you know, thank you so much for reading that. I wrote it, but you read it. Everybody laughs because it's funny, right? We can all read a bio or write a bio. It's very much like a Facebook page. It's the highlights of the greatest things you've ever done in your entire life. Mm-hmm. The truth is, there's a huge journey on the way to get to wherever we go, obviously. And, you know, for about 14 years, I've been on that journey trying to figure it out. I started off doing mortgages and real estate when I was 18 years old. I ran into a mentor and really, honestly, just completely lucked out. You know, he used to always say opportunity is when preparation and luck meet, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I had zero preparation, but I had all the luck in the world. And I met, and he taught me how to do everything. So I built a financial future for myself, really, from the age of 18, building credit, buying houses, doing all sorts of things that I had no idea what to do, but a mentor showed me how to do it. Then I made the mistake of going to a live seminar. I met a guy named Tony Robbins, and I say that in jest, obviously, but it changed my life. It was in 2002, and I started watching Tony and how he worked with people. I'm sure most people listening have heard of Tony Robbins, fairly famous in the guru space, mm-hmm. big teeth, big hands, huge head, awesome guy. And I just started studying and doing, really going to everything I could with him, because I was very interested in what makes people tick. He seemed to have a great grasp on the motivations behind people's behavior, and that I never thought of before. I always looked at people's behavior as a young man and thought, oh, why do people do that? Like, people act how they act. And I never really thought, what's the deep motivations behind what causes us to want to act a certain way? And I just got deeper, and I found out he learned this thing called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It was really fascinating. So I just consumed every book I could on it, every tape, you know, even tapes were then too, CDs, and maybe an MP3 here or there, but it was mostly, I think, tapes and CDs. And, you know, I started going to live trainings and getting certified. And within a couple of years, I decided I'm going to go off on my own and start speaking and coaching. And it was a massive success. I put on my first seminar with 6 people. 2 of them were my parents. And yeah, it was not what I thought it was going to be. Right, I went to this, you know, 3,000 person seminar and thought, I'll just be a public speaker, I'll just be a life coach. And the truth is, man, for 2 years, I struggled really, really hard. I made about $900 in 2 years. Meanwhile, I gave up everything else I had done in the business side of things because I thought that wasn't fulfilling. And I find a lot of people do that, and I don't know if anyone would relate, but I looked at what I was doing for a living, doing real estate, and I thought, I hate this. I don't like this anymore. Nothing wrong with real estate, but I didn't have my heart in it. And I wanted to change people's lives, but I had no idea how to do it as a business. So, yeah, I struggled for a while and had to start figuring it out.
Wow. You share a couple of things that really kind of hit home with me. One is that, you know, we see people's highlight reels. You know, we see all right. the good stuff. It's like when you read the bios. But there is a journey that happens first, and I'm so glad that you share that because people need to know that they're not alone if they're struggling too.
Oh my gosh.
And then the other thing that you say that you talk about is that you weren't fulfilled. I mean, the positions that you had in real estate and all of that were very successful financially, but you weren't. You know, feeding your soul. It wasn't making your heart sing. And I think that's so important, too. So kudos for you for making that change and sharing that it's not, you know, right off the gate, 3,000 people at your conference. You got to start small.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important, too, like as we're talking about this, you know, the making your heart sing, right? I hear that kind of stuff, like, you know, what you're passionate about. Do you really care? Are you being fulfilled? And something I think is extremely important, this would be one of those like nugget things that I didn't get for about 10 years, but the content of what you do for business is never really truly the fulfilling thing. And this is going to sound a lot opposite of, and I play with the word guru out there. I don't think I'm a guru, but you know, I think it's a funny word. So a lot of gurus out there will talk about, you know, do what you're passionate about. And what I'll say is, gosh, you can find passion in anything. Because we got to bring the joy and bring the love and bring the excitement into what we do. Looking back, I could have done that in real estate if I wanted to. I'm not saying I should have or I shouldn't have, but take a hard look because for years I did get a lot of passion and joy out of real estate, and it was a lot of fun. So the content wasn't bad, right? But I got to a certain season in life, and I was still very young, I was about 26 years old, but I got to this season in life where I thought, gosh, you know, this isn't what I'm about anymore. And I needed to be about something else, right, moving forward. And that's where the life coaching came in. And, again, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea how to pick a niche or, you know, how to market this or even how to sell intangible services and life changes, right? I had no idea about the business side of things. But I knew that that was exciting, and that was something that I was about as a person now. And I went on that journey. And the cool thing is, fast forward, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, and what I'm about now, I love doing business structure stuff. I love teaching everything from, you know, speaking on stage to how to craft offers to how to put, you know, how to help these people do the thing they're supposed to be doing. And it took almost a decade of actually figuring out how to successfully do it to finally actually teach it. I don't know if you run into this, but there's a ton of people out there that their first seminar ever will be teaching how to put on a seminar. Or their first business coaching client will be teaching someone how to start a business. And I'm thinking, man, you just started a business. You know what I mean? So there's these seasons, I guess, at that point. I went through the real estate season. I went through the NLP, like personal development season. And now I'm going through a business development season. And there's going to be another season coming up. So don't get locked into what you think is the thing you were called to be here on earth for all your life, because it might be a season. And I think that's completely okay. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Oh, I think that is such an excellent point, Matt, because I always used to sort of jokingly say, well, every 5 years I need to make a change. I need to make a switch because, you know, 5 years is about as long as I lasted something.
Right.
Because I have so many interests and our life is it's a dynamic, it's a journey, right? It's not just one way. So the point you make with how it's okay to change and have seasons in your career or your life in general, that's kind of the way I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I completely agree. Back at, you know, like when you look in the 50s, if you switched careers once, you were a flake. And now, you know, it can go the other direction, right? I believe there's something to discipline, stick-to-itiveness, and dare I even say sacrifice, meaning being willing to do what is uncomfortable in the moment or what you don't want to do for long-term gain for yourself, for your family, for others. So I believe there's really important principles in that, and that's what I've fought through. Because, right, I guess the question is when you're in a career or when you're following your passion, what is the objective value system that tells us if we should be doing it or not? And I know I'm kind of jumping around, but I just think that, you know, this is the kind of thing that God puts in our lives, right? Like, this is the topic that comes up. And let me just jump into something controversial. Let's talk about marriage. Like, what will happen is, back in the day, there was a value around marriage, which is, hey, this is a lifelong covenant, and this is what you do. Now, certainly there are reasons, right, to end those things and abuse and so forth and so on. And I'm not speaking to that. Obviously, those are reasons to change. But what happens is people go to the far side of the scale with a career, with their marriage, with whatever it is, and they'll start saying, well, I just haven't been happy lately, so I guess it's not meant to be anymore, or I'm not enjoying myself. And I think, man, you've been married for 2 years. Why don't you just start enjoying each other again, right? Like, why don't you do the things you used to do when you were dating and maybe bring that back instead of just saying, well, I'm not happy, so let me end it. And I think we do the same thing in career. Sometimes people would jump from thing to thing now. So hear me when I say it is, I believe there are seasons, right, where a season goes for many years and there's a period where it's time to change something. And that's a direction, whether, you know, your direction from the universe, from God, or your gut. There are seasons to change things. But there's also the other side where, hey, you might need to slow down. And just because you're not happy typing an email doesn't mean you need to change careers, right? So I just say that.
Right. Right. Oh, and I'm glad you did, because it's, you know, and you feel it. I mean, in your gut, this universe, God, whatever the person's belief system is, I believe that there's a greater plan, you know, and we just kind of follow that plan. And so many people I talk to, and I don't know about you, Matt, maybe you can share a little bit with us about your experience with this. So many people I talk to say, okay, I got to find my purpose. What's my purpose? They get all bent out of shape about what's my purpose in life. And my belief system is that your purpose finds you. You know, it's not like you have to find it. It's not like out there missing someplace. How do you deal with that? Do clients ever ask you questions like that?
Do clients ever ask that? You know, I love these interviews like this, man. It's fun when we can start talking about stuff, because what I hate is like a podcast sounds like a keynote speech, right? So thank you for playing along. It's really fun. You know, that is, I think, a really big buzzword right now, Bonnie, is people talking about what's my purpose. And it's been a buzzword for a few years, at least, in this speaker, coach, workshop leader, entrepreneur kind of space. My personal belief, and again, it may or may not be controversial, but here's what I say is, your purpose doesn't necessarily have to connect and align with what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. Here's what I mean. You could own a tire store, but what if your purpose is to fill in the lives of people, to connect with people, to support others, to help be a joy to the world, to be a light on the hilltop? Let's just say that's your purpose. well, where could you do that and how could you do it? See, the purpose and the vehicle aren't necessarily the same thing. Sometimes they are, or they're similar. Like, I realized, gosh, part of my purpose of helping people shift and change their lives, a great vehicle to do that would be speaking from stage, would be having coaching programs where I can take people through development processes, right, personally and business-wise. So in that way, the vehicle sort of makes sense of the purpose, but I got to tell you, looking back, going back to 2002, if I had to do it again, I don't know that I would jump into being a life coach and abandon my financial career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it was a mistake, hear me now, but I'm also not saying I don't know that I would do it that way again, because I was lost with thinking my purpose was the vehicle. And I had a really interesting experience. I remember I was volunteering in a Tony Robbins seminar, and it was, I think it was like late 2002, so I've been around this for maybe 9 months. And I was having a huge shift, right? I realized I need to change the world. Like, my purpose on earth is to help people change and become better right now. Like, I wrote that down as a mission statement. Let's get serious here. Here's a problem with that, though. Inherent in that statement was presupposed, right? Was assumed that people weren't okay how they were. And it was also assumed in my languaging, right? This is the neuro-linguistic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Assumed in my language was, if they didn't change, that means I wasn't living my purpose.
Mm.
Essentially, I was being at the effect of what everyone else decided to do with their lives. My purpose wasn't about me. And what's really interesting is, I believe if you're out there in the coaching or entrepreneur space, although you must include other people, you still need to be the center of your purpose, because you're the only one that can be a cause for obtaining that. So is part of my purpose to be a light on a hilltop, to be part of, you know, inspiring the world? That sounds great, but that means I need to go out there and inspire the world and do things that are inspiring in my life. But understand that an inspiration doesn't come from running a seminar or doing a podcast, or right? Those are ways to do it. But if that's the only time you're inspiring, I think we're missing the boat. I'm willing to bet, Bonnie, that the only time you don't inspire people only when you run your radio show. You probably, mm-hmm. like, you can hang up and we'll be done talking, and you can go to the park and inspire people you meet, and you can make breakfast for someone you love and inspire them there, and you can have a conversation that's meaningful throughout your life, throughout your day. You know, I see it in the church so much, right, that sometimes there's these, you know, the weekend warriors where they're like, they're super inspiring Christians from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not knocking anyone or the church for that matter, but it makes me sad because, right, like, we're called to be that person, not to show up and act like that person.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, right, if you're going to church, man, like, be the church from Sunday at 11 o'clock mm-hmm. until Sunday at 10, and then show up and get equipped. Don't do it for that 1 hour. So anyway, same thing for our seminars. You know, there's people who get burned out, and you run a seminar, and it's for an evening or for a weekend, and then at the end of the weekend, we go, oh, man, oh, glad that's over. And that doesn't happen usually until a couple years, but, and I had that burnout for a minute, and then I went, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm living my life's purpose, I'm living my passion, I'm having all the fun in the world, and I'm getting burned out and going home and watching TV? This is stupid.
Yeah.
So I had to create myself.
You make such a great point with this, Matt. You know, and I often say, being a holistic entrepreneur is really more who you are
Absolutely.
Than what you do. You know, it's, you know, There's a person, and I'll probably always remember this. It was just a funny little thing. We were at a toll booth in, I don't know, it was near Chicago or someplace where there are tolls. And there was this woman taking, you know, the money. And she was like, you know, smiley and have a great day. And she was just, and oh my gosh, she was like that ripple effect on everybody that she met on the toll that day. Now, was she an entrepreneur? Did she like do seminars or coaching? No, but she shared what I think she probably believes her purpose is.
She can't change people's lives. She works in a toll booth. Wait a second.
Yeah, no,
she totally can, right?
Exactly. So I so get what you're saying. Yeah, that's a great point, because it doesn't really matter how it, you know, folds out what you do necessarily. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Couldn't agree more.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, early on in your journey, I know that you said that you had some challenges in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get past that and keep it from repeating? I mean, because sometimes we repeat things that we don't learn well enough the first time. How did you move forward? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you know, have those difficult days and those challenges, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I always like to, you know, share other people's stories about how they made it through and what a great success they are today.
Sure. Okay, so this might be actually a good teaching moment for a second. Here's the thing is, just first understanding that we're going to hit peaks and valleys is a huge win. Because if you don't think you're going to hit that and you're only going to go up, it's not how the stock market works, not how the real estate market works, not how emotions work, and certainly not how business works, right? There's always seasons for things. And if you break down seasons, there's a concept in math and sociology called fractals. And, you know, a fractal is like a piece of broccoli, right? You can have a big bunch of broccoli, or you can take off a small piece, and it's reflective. The small piece is reflective of the big piece, same pattern. And you can break down a tiny little piece of the broccoli, it's the same piece. Same thing is true for a coastline, right? If you looked at a stretch of beach that was a mile long and you zoomed out on a satellite to 10 miles long, it would resemble the exact same line. You couldn't tell the difference. If you zoomed out to 100 miles line, you couldn't tell the difference. It's the same basic thing. So when we take that concept into understanding what our peaks and valleys are going to look like, in the grand scheme of things, we will probably have some monumental successes and some monumental failures in business and in life, just over the period of 80 years. But if you zoom in closer on the fractal and you look at a period of 10 years, you'll probably have some medium-sized successes and some medium-sized failures in that period. And if you zoom into a year, you're going to have the same thing. Even on a day, you're going to have a moment where you feel really down, perhaps, and you'll have moments where you feel really happy and excited. So just knowing that life is going to do that repeatedly, to me, is already a huge win. Because we expect it, right? I talk to a lot of people who are always expecting to go up, and then when they go down, they go, what's wrong with me? What happened? How did I screw it up? And the truth is, it's natural. You didn't. But I'll tell you this, your character will be defined by how you deal with the valleys, not by how you deal with the peaks. Your character will show up when times are hard. Anyone can be a good person when times are easy, right? Anyone can feel abundant when they have a lot of money. But will you feel abundant and still give and sow and take care of others when you have not a lot? Does that make sense? So, like, mm-hmm. That's what I would look at. For me, when probably my biggest challenge early on was I was about 2 years in and making $900. Meanwhile, I basically went through my entire net worth. I built over $1 million net worth by 25. By 26 and a half, I was $500,000 in the hole, finally bankruptcy. And I know everyone has a story, apparently, but this is mine. And I'm living on my friend's in his trailer in his driveway because I had lost my two over $1 million homes and all my rentals, and I just lost everything trying to chase the dream of coaching. Now you might think, God, what an idiot. I'm like, yeah, totally, I was an idiot. I was trying to change people's lives and didn't understand how to do it as a business. So essentially, looking back, I did like a ministry. I was just helping people, not charging. But also, I wasn't working for almost 2 years in my real estate career. I closed it down. So meanwhile, I lose everything, and I had the chance of a lifetime to go speak in Australia. I fly, like, I took every last dime I had. There's a whole other story I don't have time for that was crazy how I got the extra money for a plane ticket. But I scrounged it up, and I figured it out, and I bought a ticket to go to Australia to speak. The friend I had over there, I had one friend there, and he turned out from the Tony Robbins group, and it turned out he was a promoter who was the biggest seminar promoter out there, and I didn't know anything about seminars at the time. And he said, well, we have about 400 people at this event, and after some back and forth, said, why don't you come out and we'll test you as a speaker? And I was like, oh, man. So I land there, and I'm in Sydney, Australia. I don't know anyone. I go peek my head in the seminar, and there's three other mindset people who are already just crushing it, Bonnie. They're doing so well. And I'm brand new. I don't know what I'm doing. I hadn't spoken in front of more than six people, and now there's 400 in the huge like theater space, and I'm kind of freaking out. I'm wandering around the streets, and I realize I have no money. I don't know how it didn't hit me before, but I had $40 in cash that I converted in Australian money. And I put my card in the ATM machine, and I've told the story on stage before. Man, I put my business card in. It was negative $250. I put my personal card in. That's okay. Negative $200. I have $40 cash, and I'm negative several hundred in my bank account. I have no credit. I have nothing, and I don't know where I'm going to sleep that night. And I got to make this work. All right. Sometimes you get to a point where your back's against the wall, and if you're listening to this and your back is against the wall, it might be that time. It's the time that you have to shine, the time your character has to show through, and you just have to do it. Now, understand that if your back is against the wall, hopefully you have something behind you that you can utilize. The thing I had behind me was a couple of things. I had found a mentor in speaking, and I had done the training in NLP and training in speaking. A year before, I hadn't done the training. I just kind of wanted to help people. But what happened is in the course of that next year, I got prepared. Now, I still wasn't successful at it yet, but I had the training behind me. I understood how to use NLP from stage. I understood how to put together a great keynote talk. I understood how to connect with an audience. I started understanding those things, and I was prepared. And by the time I got the opportunity of a lifetime to shine, I hit it. And I'm not going to go back, right? So now I stand in front of this theater with 400 people. I open my mouth, and it's make or break it. If it works, because I had to sell stuff too. I'd never sold on stage, but I learned how to do it, right? I got the training and mentoring how to do that. And they wanted me to sell this $2,000 product from stage. And I was last out of like 20 speakers after 4 days. It had to work. And if it didn't work, I don't know how I'm going to go home. I don't have money for a taxi, right? But if it works, my life changed forever, and I get to stay doing this career for a long time. That was 8 years ago. I opened my mouth, and at the end, from that one talk, we sold $58,000 in seminars and coaching. And I hadn't sold more than $900 in 2 years. But it was when, going back to originally opportunity, all the preparation I did, plus the luck of meeting the one guy who was a big seminar promoter, the two connected, and it was on. And I never looked back, and from that moment, I had money to go take the cab to the airport, and I never again went back to that space. So it's all about truly luck and preparedness. You have to prepare.
And you have to take action, you know, and believe in yourself. That's thank you so much for sharing that story, because, and you're right, you know, everybody's got a story, but I don't think we can hear that kind of stuff enough. And to me, it's you made a choice. You could have chosen to just, oh, no, I can't do it, you know, but you chose to do it, and you just did it.
Well, yeah, it was scary as all heck. I mean, I'm looking at it going, come buy a ticket for like $2,000 that you don't have, because I ran out of money at this point. Come fly to Australia. You don't know where you're going to stay. You don't know who's there. But it was that moment where, like, I knew it was like from an inspirational movie or something. It was the moment of a lifetime to make or break it. But the part I think is really important is that for a year I've been preparing for the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I like to say Martin Luther King Jr., the first time he gave the speech, I Have a Dream, I promise you was not at the Million Man March. I promise you he had given that speech hundreds of times. Mm-hmm. He had done it in PTA meetings. He had done it in living rooms. He had done it in city council meetings. He had talked to two people whenever he could, wherever he could, about what he was passionate about. He had trained and prepared. And when they finally came and said, Dr. King, we have a group for you. This is going to be big. He said, I'm ready. I'm glad the moment came. So I can't express enough how important it is to prepare long before you're ready for the moment, and get training. I have a coach. I do seminars and every year. I just came from a 2-day marketing event like 2 days ago. Literally 2 days ago, Monday and Tuesday, I was at a marketing event. I'm always preparing for things, because when the moment comes, when you get to shine and go to the next level, if the luck happens and the preparedness isn't there, there's no opportunity, right?
Right. Oh, wow. You know, you've shared so many great things today. Oh, I have just thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. If, you know, people's brains are full of stuff, right? If our listeners could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think, what should be the takeaway for them? What one thing do you really want them to remember from today's conversation?
You know, I guess I got to say, the thing I said twice just in the last 2 minutes is, remember that opportunity is luck plus preparedness, and decide what prepared looks like. I think there's a few elements for prepared. We must have training and knowledge in whatever the thing is we want to do. So if you're going to go snowboard in the Olympics, you got to have training and knowledge of how to do it. So training. The second part is a mentor, someone who's been there and done that. Take it with a grain of salt, because certainly, right, Bonnie, you're a mentor, I'm a mentor. When a mentor says you need a mentor, like, you still need to listen, because the truth is, if I didn't have my mentor, Ed, I would have never gotten into real estate. If I didn't have my mentor, Mike, I would have never gotten into NLP and my mentor, Tony Robbins. I would have never learned how to do that. So you need someone who's been there and done that. Must have training, must have a mentor, and I believe you must have a coach. Now, a coach is someone you can hire or can be a friend, as long as it's someone who will keep you accountable, right? There's a good book out there. It's called The Bible. It says iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're meant to do with each other is be iron that sharpens iron, right? Sharpen each other. So whether it's a friend or a hired coach, as long as they're willing to sharpen you, keep you accountable, and check in repeatedly and regularly, those are the things that will keep us propelling towards the future. Training, mentor, and coach in whatever form you can find them.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Made all the difference for me, that's for sure.
Well, Matt, I know that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way for them to reach out to you to find out more about your services and your products and connect if that's an opportunity?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I love the plug part of a podcast. So here's a quick plug is if you went to NLPspeaking.com, that's NLP, like neuro-linguistic programming, NLPspeaking.com. There's some cool free stuff up there. There's a video. What I actually did is, you know, that keynote talk I talked about in Australia where I sold $58,000, kind of on my first time out, really. But because I was trained, I have a full video of that keynote talk, the original one from 8 years ago. It's up there. You can watch it and you can see the whole thing and actually lay out and look at what I did from stage and how I used NLP, what kind of languaging I used. How the keynote structure was set up, because there's a pattern of success. And then you stick in an email, and you'll get also three deep dive video trainings where it goes like 3 hours of training. Like, it's a full-on thing. It's not just a 10-minute little bit. You get 3 hours of deep dive training where I teach all about how to break down and create a keynote talk that'll convert, that'll sell, that'll how to get yourself out there to a group of people. So whether you're speaking live from stage or you're talking to two or more people, it's important. So it's a great way to start, and it's all free, and it's all there for you. Love to connect with you. And, you know, if you get an email from me, you can always reply back and say hi, and we can go from there. NLPspeaking.com.
Awesome. And I will put that link on the show page as well. And
cool.
In our little gift, I have a special page on my website with all the gifts from all the guests. So that will be there as well. So you'll be able to access that stuff in a variety of ways.
Sounds.
Matt, I want to thank you so much for, again, thank you for taking your time. And I know you're a busy person, so thank you so much for sharing all of those golden nuggets and your insight and your wisdom to help other entrepreneurs out there on the journey.
Thanks, Bonnie.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com and then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now, I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.